This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monein and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, May 8th. God's word to you today is love unconditional. Our scripture reading is taken from Ephesians 2, verses 4 to 5, and it says, "But God is so rich in mercy, and he loved us so much, that even though we were dead because of our sins, he gave us life when he raised Christ from the dead. It is only by God's grace that you have been saved." Imagine a reckless driver doing 120 kilometers per hour on a road with a speed limit of 50 kilometers per hour. In his recklessness, he knocks down and kills a little boy. He will inevitably go to jail and serve time for manslaughter, after which he will be released. But he now has a criminal record that will remain with him for life. When he wants to get a job, if he wants to marry a wife, and when he wants to rent a house, a background check will disqualify him because of his criminal record. Even though he has served time in prison as the law demands, he is never really free of the criminal record. He can never really pay for what he has done, because how many years can he serve to bring the boy back to his parents? He cannot pay for it. So, in spite of what the law cannot do, the parents of the child can decide to forgive that man. They can choose to wipe away his sins from their hearts and invite him to dinner at their home. How do you think the parents' invitation will make the man feel? He sums up the courage to honor the invitation, and while at dinner, the parents show him a picture of the boy dressed as a pilot because his dream was to be a pilot. The little sister, also at the dinner table, gets to meet the man who has denied her of ever having a big brother. It just does not make sense at any point in that relationship for the man to feel righteous or feel justifiable. The law could not wipe away the man's record, but the parents could choose to wipe away the man's record and love the man. This is what God has done for you and me. While we were yet sinners, while we were yet without strength, he sent his son to die for us. Guess what? God chose to love us and to wipe away our record. So when we come before him, we cannot be arrogant. If you are coming to God and you are posing, then it shows that you are clueless about what God has done for you. If you come to God based on your works, then you have not even started. Even if you have built 10,000 churches, it cannot pay for your sins. God is offering us grace, mercy plus favor today. However, the children of disobedience are under God's wrath, which is judgment. Where are you today? Do you have the mark, the seal of the Holy Spirit on your forehead? What is the statement about you in the spirit realm? Come under the grace of God today. Come and have the mark of Christ. Surrender your life to Jesus today. Let us pray. Father, I thank you for saving me, for cleansing me, and for upholding me. I am totally grateful. Honor and glory I give unto you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.